From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, another pocket of hundreds of opposition fighters and civilians evacuated from eastern Ghouta. The sound of buses carrying them out of besieged eastern Ghouta near Damascus after weeks of unremitting bombardment that left more than 1,600 dead. It's part of a negotiated withdrawal to end resistance against Russian-backed government allied forces. This identified man said, "We were forced to hand over our land due to the shelling and destruction." The only town remaining in rebel hands is Douma, controlled by the jihadist group Jaish al-Islam. A spokesman accused the government of trying to change the democratic balance by forcing out locals and replacing them with its allies. Amin Saikal is an analyst at the Australian National University.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I think obviously the Assad government's strategy is to do whatever necessary in order to kill any form of insurgency against it. And if that means that relocating the population, I think one could expect it to do so.
Moscow and Damascus said the Eastern Ghouta campaign was necessary to halt deadly rebel shelling of the capital. Sierra Leone opposition leader Julius Maada Bio, winner of the first round of presidential elections Sunday, criticized the ruling party's successful effort to delay the runoff over alleged fraud.
This is a shame on this country that the ruling party is taking its own national institution to court and being disruptive of a process that has already started.
Bio is set to face off against ruling candidate Samora Kamara Tuesday, but a court Saturday upheld an injunction by a ruling party member who charged electoral fraud. This is VOA News. Former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has been arrested and held in Germany after Spain's Supreme Court ruled he and more than two dozen others would face a trial for rebellion, embezzlement, and disobeying international arrest warrants. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxo said Puigdemont has left Belgium, where he has resided for 5 months before.
He has left Belgium before. He went to another European countries. I think the idea was to try to show to the world that everybody in Europe, that he couldn't be persecuted in Europe. Therefore, why was Spain doing that?
The detention sparked a protest among tens of thousands of exiled former leader's supporter in Barcelona Sunday. He faces up to 25 years in prison for organizing an illegal independence bid last year. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin Sunday said President Donald Trump has no intention of backing down on his plan to impose $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods.
This is a president that absolutely believes in free trade, but wants free and fair trade, and has been very clear since our first meeting in Mar-a-Lago with President Xi that the trade deficit has to be addressed, that they need to open up their markets to our companies, and that's fair and free reciprocal trade.
Mnuchin said while the U.S. is not afraid of a trade war, that's not the objective. He said China understands U.S. concerns over the trade imbalance. He's optimistic an agreement can be reached so Beijing can open up its markets, reduce tariffs, and stop forced technology transfers. China has warned the U.S. to pull back from the brink and has threatened to retaliate, targeting U.S. agriculture, something that concerns Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst.
Nobody wins in a trade war, and especially with the Chinese officials, their media reporting that they will retaliate against American agricultural products, namely pork and soybeans.
She said China has purchased $14 billion in American soybeans in 2016, 60% of Iowa's soybeans. She called for more trade to close the trade gap. A suicide bomber blew himself up and killed four others Sunday at a security checkpoint in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Thursday, 14 died in a car bombing last outside a hotel claimed by al-Shabaab. In Tanzania late Saturday, at least 24 died after a bus collided with a truck in the district of Murukanga. Among the dead, 12 women and 7 children, the cause of the crash unknown. Egyptian police Sunday killed 6 militants authorities accused of belonging to a group that targeted a security chief in Alexandria. The bombing occurred ahead of Monday's presidential election, expected to be easily won by incumbent Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. He has only one challenger, voting to take place over 3 days. In France, hundreds turned out for a church service for the victims of Friday's hostage-taking in Tribes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.